Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst this morning as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Ngegama lika Jesu. Namhlanje kuseni, we still continue ngezwi lele besilifunda kulavike liphelile kaGezaka chapter 12 verse 26 lele lithi a righteous man is cautious in friendship but the way of the wicked leads them astray. Silibonge izwi kaNkulunkulu. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje senze ibalance ngoba likhuluma ngokuthi the wicked leads them astray. Manje sikhulume ngezinto ezimbi ezizenza ukuthi we are led astray as friends. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, previously we spoke about the ways of the righteous, which is a highway to holiness. Holiness means to be separated or to be set aside. Law Isaiah wakhuluma laphayana ku chapter 35 verse 8 athi there is a highway of holiness. Furthermore, uJesu Kristu naye akhulume ngokuthi athi a narrow gate, a way that leads to a narrow gate, and a way that leads to a white gate. Yile manje ngithanda ukuthi sifunde ekuseni lapha ku Matthew chapter 16 sifunde uverse 4 wakhona. Matthew chapter 16 uverse 4 wakhona. Lifundeka kanje, a wicked and adulterous generation looks after a miraculous sign, but none will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Jesus left them and went away. Little a wicked and adulterous generation looks for a miraculous sign, but none will be given except the sign of Jonah. Jesus left them and went away. Manje bangcwele, I would like to take this verse out of proportion. Kodwa ngithanda ukuthi sikhulume ngani ngobu wicked. Ngani ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu likhulumile futhi laphaya ngendaba yabangane lithi a righteous man is cautious in friendship, but the way of the wicked leads them away. Manje kukhona indlela bangcwele yababi. Bese kukhona nendlela yabangcwele. Manje ku Psalm 1 verse 6 liyakhuluma lithi the Lord knows the way of the righteous but the way of the wicked will perish. Nowadays wickedness bangcwele has been treated as a normal. We see the people in the street, they even marching demanding the rights for their wickedness. The reason they demand the rights, it is because inside their hearts, they know what they are doing is wrong. Their conscience, iyabalahla, ibalahlela ukuthi manje, bafuna ukuyisuppressa this thing, and bafuna ukuthi ibe namarights, bese bayamacha, but bafuna amarights awo. If ever wenzinto elungile or a right, why ufuna amarights ayo kanti already i right? Therefore, they want the society to approve ubu wicked babo bangcwele. In fact, there is a difference between evil and wickedness. Ubu wicked bangcwele is to do into willingly, fix on doing it. Ulogu has good evil. But ubu evil, njengoba sifunda ku Romans chapter 125 liti. It's when they exchange the truth of God for a lie. Or rather, they suppress the truth of God for a lie. Manje siyabona ukuthi wickedness, uma uyibona into wrong, ulogu yenzi wrong, and usuppress i-conscience yakho, ufuna ukuyipreselela phansi ukuthi, ufuna ukuthi manje, uyenze ibe right ngekho right. Bese sikhuluma ngobu evil. Ubu evil is something ecishe ifane nayo. But you can do an evil thing ungekho aware. Ungayenza i-evil thing wenze ububi ungahlosanga. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje izwi likaNkulunkulu likhuluma ngani ngobu wicked. ukuthi manje leli lizwi lithi a righteous man is cautious in friendship, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. Indlela zababi ziyabaphambukisa. Manje sibone bangcwele ukuthi uma sibheka izwi likaNkulunkulu lapha kumahubo 94, izwi likaNkulunkulu kumahubo 94 uverse 16 wakhona lithi leli lizwi. Isam 94 kuverse 16 lithi, who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take a stand for me against evildoers? Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take a stand for me against the evildoers? Manje siyabona la ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayefuna ukuthi kube khona abaphakamayo. Bamele ukuthi baqombane kusho ukuthi babulwise lobububi. Siyamkhumbula noFinyas Mangcwele ezwini kaNkulunkulu kumaNyumeri ukuthi abanke benza ububi phango uNkulunkulu benza the wickedness, belala nabafazi phango abantu abadala, bekhonza iThixo ithile zamama wabo. Lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu umuntu owaphakama and stood against the wickedness kwaba uFinyasi, owaphakama waqonda lapho ububi bukhona, wakhipha inkemba wabagwaza ngenkemba. Manje namhlanje bazincwele asisenankemba kuthiwani literally esinenkemba eyizwi likaNkulunkulu ekudingeka ukuthi ububi sibugwaze ngenkemba eyizwi likaNkulunkulu. Manje siyathola ukuthi bangcwele uNkulunkulu uyabuza ukuthi who will stand for me against the wickedness. uNkulunkulu bangcwele ufuna ukuthi siyikhulume, siyiphakamise lezi zinto, sibabonise abanye abantu. Uyazi kukhona manje namhlanje into eyenzakalayo akusena ezikolweni, uthola ukuthi akusena lento sasinayo masikhula. Uthola ukuthi kune-assembly, kuba nomkhuleko every day, kuba nezwi likaNkulunkulu elikhulunywayo. Namhlanje akusekho ma-assembly njengakuqala. Namhlanje izwi kaNkulunkulu alisakhulunywa ezikolweni njengakuqala. Kukhona abantwana abazali babo abangakhonzi, abangayi enkonzweni, abakhula nje bengayi enkonzweni. Manje labo bantwana bayokwazi kanjani lezi zinto? Njengoba nezwi likaNkulunkulu lithi who will stand against me against the wickedness. Manje lana sithola ukuthi bangcwele uma sifunda incwadi kaJob uchapter 1 ukuya kuverse 2 ulithi leli lizwi, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, chapter 1 uverse 1 to 2. It is the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amathiah, to go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it because of wickedness has come before God. Kushukutubu wicked lobu bangwele, it does come before God. Siyakhumbula naku Genesis 15, uma uNkulunkulu ane discussion no Abraham, wamtshela ukuthi in the future izizukulwane zakho zizoba sendaweni ethile, zizohlala iminyaka ethile. Wathi ngoba ubu-wickedness balendawo, ubu-wickedness balendawo hasn't yet come to my nose. Uyabona ubu-wickedness, it comes to God's nose bangcwele. Mabufike lapho is then that God start to destroy people. Manje lana sithola ukuthi uJona uNkulunkulu uyamthuma eNineveh. Umthumele ukuthi he must go and warn abaseNineveh. Ngani? Ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu kumahubo chapter 5 kuverse 4 lithi God cannot tolerate the sin of wickedness. Yet at the same time uNkulunkulu could not judge isizwe saseNineveh. Ngani? Ngoba bebesingenamqulu njengabantwana baka-Israyeli. Manje they never knew ama moral values afuna uNkulunkulu. That is why uNkulunkulu eqale thumela ukuthi bayokhuluma naleso sizwe ukuthi uNkulunkulu udiniwe yile wickedness yenu. Manje lapho siyayibona nanamhlanje bangcwele, uma sesibheka esikhathini sethu namhlanje kuwenzakala izinto esingazange sazibona before. This is kind of wickedness. Manje lana sibona kumahubo 145 verse 9. It is the Lord is good to all. He has compassion to all he has made. That was the reason bangcwele uNkulunkulu kwadingeka ukuthi athumele uJona eNiniva. Ngani ngoba he's got compassion to all what he has made. Ukuthi laba bantu mabayotshelwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu lento iyamnukela. Ubu wickedness lobu bubi. Bese lithi kuzaka 11 verse 3. That a man cannot be established through wickedness. Umuntu bazalwana ngeke abe established through wickedness. Uma uzenza lezi zinto zobu wickedness, ungazenza, uzenze, but you'll never be established. Akukho la uphelela khona. Nami nawe sometimes zobufakazi balokho. You know, we've heard about ukuthi these people are drug lords. Bayahamba bolanda ama drugs banikeza abantwana benze zonke lezi zinto kube ngathi bayaphumelela ngazo but uthi mase kuhamba isikhathi ubone uma lezi zinto sezibajikela ngani ngoba izwi likaNkuluNkulu liyasho ukuthi a man cannot be established through wickedness bese kuverse 11 wakhona liyasitshela ukuthi wicked by the mouth of the wicked the city is torn down Kuzaka 11 kuverse 11 lithi nangimilomo yababi the city is torn down manje regarding bazalana kuleli verse we can bear a witness sizibonile izinto ezenzekalayo ezenzakalayo nowadays in our cities when we take back in the early 80s in the early 70s when we're still young ngalezo sikhathi bangcwele uma uthi uyabheka namhlanje how our cities look like they are torn down masibatshela abantwana ukuthi how bekuhle kanjani bekunjani namhlanje kukhona amakhampani angasekho abanye bazalwa lo makhampani angasekho abayazi into enhle ukuthi kwakuyini ngalezo inkathi bangcwele ngama Saturday kwakuba nama program kwi radio uthola ukuthi kucula maculo emishado kwakushada kukhala uhilili njalo every Saturday kube nemishado sigijime singabantwana sikhula siyobhekelela imishado namhlanje ungayibona namhlanje kugcwele ukufa ngani ngoba kugcwele the wickedness Manje sibona now our cities like Johannesburg, they've tend to be slums. Ngani wickedness has thrived. Every Dick and Tom uzenzela into yakhe. Ubu wickedness bugcwele. I-generation yethu yanamhlanje ayibazi ubuhle bangcwele. Namhlanje uzubone asisahloniphani nokuhloniphana. Uthola ukuthi manje ngabe 12 o'clock ukukhala ama radio ukuthi wena umakhelwane uthini? Akukho umuntu onendaba nawe. Namhlanje akusekho umntwana ophakamela umuntu omdala ebhasini. Namhlanje akusekho umntwana ophakamela umuntu omdala esitimeleni. Namhlanje akusekho umuntu othi makasekhwini. Embona umuntu omdala athi kuye ngicela mama uye phambili gogo uye phambili embona umuntu omdala amphathise namhlanje the very wickedness sibona ngelanga zemindende ukuthi zenzani the very wicked people instead bangcwele they are the people who are robbing the elderly people then what god says about that esikhathini samanje bangcwele ukuthi manje njengoba izwi likaNkuluNkulu likhuluma ngabangane of the friends onabo ama friends athi makuphela inyanga bayahamba wolalela abantu abadala bawothatha imali zabo benza zonke lezo zinto that is wickedness manje ekseni kwanamhlanje god cannot stand i wickedness god cannot stand i wickedness bangcwele liyasho izwi lapha ku Psalm 5 verse 4 ukuthi god cannot tolerate the sin of wickedness Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje uma nezwi likaNkuluNkulu likhuluma ukuthi a righteous man is cautious in friendship but the way of the wicked leads them astray Let us see how wickedness has done, Bangwele. Namhlanje abantu bangene abantwana bethu abazukulu bethu namhlanje badla lezi zinto bese bangazazi ukuthi bakuphi beme itradene bangakazi nokugeza. Why? Not because it's because of wickedness. And the wickedness yenza abantu bangacabangela omnye umuntu into abayifunayo imali. If only they can get rich. Ukuthi ubani osafarayo, they don't care. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sisakhuluma bangcwele even izwi kaNkuluNkulu ikhuluma sikhuluma ngama generation ukuthi manje le generation ekhulayo manje I wonder lelandelayo kuyoba yini sikhalela yona worse than this generation namhlanje akusetshenzwa ngani ngoba bangcwele nezwi kaNkuluNkulu lithi by the mouth of the wicked the city is torn down, the city is torn down by the mouth of the wicked. Kuzaga 24 ku verse 1 and 2 uma silfunda lithi do not envy wicked men, do not desire their company. Do not envy wicked men, do not desire their company. Namhlanje the very wicked men sometimes they'll drive out those Porsche cars and we try to entice the young people. They will drive out those Porsche cars. Beyolanda amantombazana amancane ezikolweni. Abanandaba nokudestroya impilo yomuntu omusha. Abanandaba nefuture yomuntu omusha. Manje that is wickedness uNkulunkulu emkhalisayo ekudingeka ukuthi sizikhulume. Ithi do not envy wicked men, do not desire their company. Bese kuphuza ka 23 verse 17 ithi do not let your heart envy sinners. But always be zealous for the fear of God. Anything bangwele, you've got to be fear, go have a fear of usabe uNkulunkulu. Yazi usabe uNkulunkulu ngoba sometimes enyinto mawithola uzibuza ukuthi ngithole kanjani. Why ngize ngibe nayo? Izinto bangwele kufanele ukuthi sizibuze ngazo. Uma umuntu eza nento namhlanje kuthatha into yakho ngapha next door yothengiswa ngapha bese mina ngumakhelwane ngiyithatha ngiyithenga what do yini into engikhuthazayo kulo muntu othengisayo ngimkhuthazela ukuthi makaqhubeke ayenze lento noma ngabe umakhelwane wami ulahlekele yini manje ekseni kwanamhlanje lithi do not let your heart envy sinners but always be zealous oh God. Namhlanje bangcwele sithola naku kuma television abantu bathengisa a 3-year-old daughter uhamba uyoyithengisa ngoba ufuna this 75,000 yini 75,000 compared to kumntanake izinto namhlanje esizibonayo namhlanje bese lithi lapho kuzaga 23 ku verse 3 wakhona lithi do not wear yourself to get rich, do not crave the delicacy that food is displayed. Wicked people do anything bangcwele to get rich. Manje the word of God warns us much not to fall into wickedness because of riches. And the devil is able, bazalane, to use a bait that can draw us. Ukuthi manje singene kulento ngoba manje nezwi likaNkuluNkulu lapha ku first Timothy 6 verse 9 to 10 lithi leli lizwi but those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. Eating for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Imali bazalwana akusinkinga. Inkinga uyithanda imali. Uma uyithanda imali wenza noma yini, noma ngabe uyenza kubani, noma ngabe kanjani. Manje that is wickedness. Manje laphayana ku Psalm 37 ku verse 16 lithi better the little the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked. Lithi kungcono lokuncane onako etafuleni. Kunalogo ozokuthola ngobubi. Better the little the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked. Noma ungenalutho benazi izinto kodwa uma bangazitholanga ngendlela lithi wena ongenalutho ungcono kunabo. UNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukukubheka bangcwele. Manje uJesu wenza iparable lapha kuma Mark 4 explain amanje iparable ku verse 10 uthi, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desire for other things come and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Malishunyayezwa izwi lizongena selishunyayezwe izwi kodwa lithi lapha ku verse 10, but the worries of this life and deceitfulness of wealth and the desire for other things come and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Izinto bangcwele ezingenza ukuthi umuntu angakhule ezwini, umuntu anakekene nazo zonke lezi zinto as sometimes ezingazanga ngendlela. And manje uJesu Kristo, he warns us about this. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uthi uJesu Kristo makaceda futhi noma ekhuluma athi, do not store up yourself treasures on earth. Lithi, do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where the moth and rust destroy, and where the thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where the moth and the rust do not destroy, and where the thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. Siyabona ke ukuthi where your treasure is, there your heart will be. Uma ngabe bangcwele unakekele into yokuthi ungamkhathaza uThixo, i-treasure yakho mayilapho, inhliziyo yakho izoba lapho. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi kukhona kufanele kube nabantu esingahambi nabo, abangani abangalunganga. Ngani? Ngoba lithi leli lizwi, a righteous man is cautious to friendship, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. Uyazi ukuthi okunye bangcwele, a person angaba umntana kaNkulunkulu, ahambe kahle, abona amandla kaNkulunkulu, but kube khona into yokuthi kube khona izinto that can lead him astray. Njengoba lisho leli lizwi ukuthi a friendship, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. Kusho ukuthi ungaba right ube umuntu o-right, but uba umngane nongalunganga angakuphambukisa. Manje ngithanda ukuthi bakhona namhlanje bangcwele abaphambusekile, ngoba nezwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela lapho kumahubo, I mean kuHebrews chapter 6, from verse 3 wakhona, verse 4 wakhona lithi, it is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the word of God and the powers of the coming age, when they fall away, to be brought back to repentance. Bese liyaqhubeka lithi, for their loss, they have crucified a Son of God all over again and are subjected to him in a public disgrace. Manje lapho siyabona ukuthi, if ever noma umntana kaNkulunkulu, when you associate nabantu abarong, you can easily fall away. Ngani? Ngoba leli lizwi alikhulumi only nge-backslider. Ngoba i-backslider bangcwele into ehlukile to fall away. To fall away is lithi leli lizwi, umuntu wakhona wabonile amandla kaNkulunkulu, ububonile ubukhulu bakaNkulunkulu, uzitheystile zonke izinto, but lo muntu loyo asuke lapho ayohambe nabantu abangalunganga. It is easier namhlanje ukuthi angawa, and makasewile ukuthi ubonile ubukhulu bukaNkulunkulu abenzi lutho. Namhlanje siyabona bangcwele, even nakubafundisi, bakhona abanye abaqala kahle, makuya bayaqala bashomana nabafundisi abathi, yazini singakusiza ukuthi wenze kanje ukuze uphumelele. Aqale manje abone ukuthi ithi ngenze kanje njengalo muntu. Baqale manje bayofuna izinto abangathola ngazo, baqale bafuna izinto abangazenza ezimelene nezwi likaNkulunkulu. And yet labantu bawabonile amandla kaNkulunkulu, bazi konke njengoba izwi lisho kumaHebheru, but because of having friendship with the wicked people. Ngoba the wicked people bazalwana, sometimes the person is wicked in heart. Mubi enhlizweni akafuna uNkulunkulu, ufuna izinto zikaNkulunkulu, enze noma kanjani. We have seen that endleleni yethu. Manje kufanele siqaphele ke ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasiyala ukuthi singaweli kulolo site. UNkulunkulu bangcwele asize endleleni yethu ukuthi sicheke ukuthi manje ngihamba nobani, ukhuluma kanjani. Ngoba ne Psalms chapter 1 ithi ungahlali endaweni yabagxiki, ungahlali nabantu abamokhayo. Uyabona ukuqala lapho obona umzalwane emokha ngisho nentshumayelo, emokha nabafundisi. Cela lapho ubone ukuthi la akusilanga engaqhubeka khona. UJesu Kristu asisize ngegama lakhe. Amen. Father God, we thank you this morning. Ngezwi lakhe liwile. Angeke sikwazi ukusizakala ngaphandle kwakho moya engcwele. In Jesus' name, amen.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.